Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I greet you all in Jesus' name on our new day and time. It'll be Friday nights. It'll be 8 o'clock Central American Standard. I know it's 8:30, and it'll be 8:30 for a few weeks while the saints are doing a 70 days prayer and fasting from 7 to 8 Central Time. I don't want them to feel like they're rushed or hurried, but so we'll be at 8:30 Central Time for a few weeks, and then on Friday night, and then from there it will go to 8 o'clock would be the plan, Lord willing. So, amen. I greet you all in Jesus' name. Sabbath is set in, at least here in America, as the sun is set. Hopefully, you're aware of that the day begins at sundown and goes till the next sundown. So that's how God's days work. And so, as I said, the Sabbath has begun because the Sabbath is the seventh day of the week, and it begins at sundown on Friday night. And we are officially at sundown here, at least in Arkansas. And so, of course, the Sabbath has begun. And the reason I'm saying that is it's on my heart tonight. You know, I've never really talked about Sabbath, that the Sabbath day in the over a year of doing this blog talk, and it was just on my heart as I thought about tonight and the message, this is something I want to look at together. So some you saints in Kenya, we have not covered this either, so by God's grace, this will be good for all of us and a good reminder to those that know to keep the Sabbath, to make sure we're keeping it holy and etc. So amen. So we're going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to look at the Sabbath day, and we'll go from there. So let's go ahead and go into prayer, and then we will get into this Bible teaching on the Sabbath day. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you do for us. We know that you're an almighty God, a powerful God. You're worthy of praise. There is no other God beside you. You're on your throne all by yourself. You are God, and there is no other God beside you. You're God all by yourself, and we want to give your name glory and praise right now in this world. We do testify with our mouths that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords. You're the almighty God. You're the Ancient of Days. You're the Alpha and the Omega, and you're worthy of praise. You're our shield and our buckler. You're our healer. You're our source of everything. You are our provider. You are our great strong tower. You are our banner. You are our righteousness. You are our everything and our all. Our great Savior, our Redeemer, the Captain of our salvation, and the Author of our faith. We bless your mighty name. Father, forgive us of our sins. I pray anything that we've thought today, anything we've said, anything that we've done in action that is contrary to your word, that is against your passage, your scriptures, your commands, your expectations, your testimonies, your statutes, your laws. I pray you'd forgive us. Forgive us for these things. Wash us in the blood. Every single blemish, wrinkle, spot, stain on our garment, make it clean and white with the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray you'd forgive us for anything that we should have done and didn't do, O Lord God, whether it's through apathy, whether it's through running after things we shouldn't. Seeking pleasure more than things of you, Lord, I just pray you would forgive us for those things as well. We bless your mighty name, Father, and we thank you for these things. I pray, Lord, for our message time together. I pray you'd bless this message and take it to those that need to hear it. I pray you'd help us to keep the Sabbath day holy. Help this day to be a delight to us, not a burden. I pray, Father, that we would receive this day of rest you've given to us and we would rest and make it holy and delight in it in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you and bless you and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. A little different tonight is in the broadcast booth. Got kids that have come to listen, so a little bit different. So you girls make sure you, okay, make sure you, no talking and such. All right, amen. So daughters Amara, Chia, Barachi, and Chidi Adi. So we thank God for them. And in the future, they're going to be more part of this. They don't know this yet, but I was thinking today that they're going to be more part of this broadcast, help read scriptures and answer questions and those types of things. So, and I'd still like to see some more singing and piano playing. But anyway, let's get on with this message. Remember the Sabbath day. God wrote instructions. You know, I put in the description of this on the Blog Talk page that God wrote instructions for his people in stone with his own finger. And what he wrote, we call the Ten Commandments. And for the most part, the church teaches that only nine are valid today, that the tenth one being the Sabbath day is no longer valid. And why is that? I mean, what scriptural basis exists for this? What does the Bible have to say about it? And et cetera. So that's what I want to look at tonight. So let's go to Exodus 20. We're going to start with the Ten Commandments and specifically the Sabbath portion of it. So please, if you would, turn with me to Exodus chapter 20. And let's go ahead and start right in verse 8. So this is the Ten Commandments. God wrote these Ten Commandments with his own finger, literally. That's what this Bible says. This is what God did, and you either can believe it or you're not. And he wrote these in stone, and he gave these to Moses. This was before the Levitical priesthood. This was before all of that. God had a people at this time. He just led them out of Egypt. This is the Israelites. These are God's people in this time. So in that day, they would be like the Christians. So God, and the reason I say that, and we're going to get to this passage, but people say, well, the Sabbath was for the Jews. That's not true. The Sabbath's for man. The Sabbath was not for the Jews. It was for man. You say, well, he gave it to the Jews. He gave it to the Jews because in that day, they were his people. But in general, Jesus said that. We're going to look at that passage. I think I have it written down. If I don't, I'll quote it to you right now. But Jesus said that man was not created for the Sabbath, but Sabbath was created for man. He doesn't say the Sabbath was created for Israel. He doesn't say Sabbath was created for the Jews. He said it was for man. And God's laws are for men. All of God's commandments and expectations apply to all men. His expectations is and desire and will is that all men would keep them. Now, the only people that do are his people. So that's true today. I mean, God's truth is for all mankind. It's not just for Christians, but who obeys God? The Christians do. So it's no different in Exodus. These were God's people, so therefore he gave his people his laws. This is not a Jewish law. And that's where I think the first error in thinking in the church world comes in. Well, it was a Jewish law. No, it wasn't. It's a law of God. It was given to the Jews or Israel because they were his people at the time this was done. And that's the only reason. So, but God's expectation is for all men to keep his word. So anyway, let's go to Exodus 20. I think it's an important point, and you can't dispute what I just said. It's just the simple truth. God expects all mankind to obey his laws. That doesn't happen, but that doesn't mean it's not God's will. It doesn't mean God's laws aren't for all mankind. I mean, the Bible even tells you God makes the sun shine on the righteous and unrighteous. I mean, even the sun shines for all mankind. So it rains and bring forth crops. God blesses the earth for all people. That's part of God's general providence. But God does have laws, and they're for all people. In the end of the day, it's only his people that keep them. And I think that's an important distinction. So next is chapter 20. And we're going to get in, this is the Ten Commandments. We're not worried about any of the others right now. Just verse 8 says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Long before Israel was a nation, God created the Sabbath. That's why this isn't a, you want further proof this isn't a Jewish law? Just said it right here. I mean, we don't really need this part, but it just only supports all that I just said about the Sabbath is for man, not just Israel. It's not a Jewish law. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and rested. There was no nation of Israel. He's referencing the creation, and God rested on that day and blessed that day. God rested that day, therefore he wants man to rest that day. The Sabbath or day of rest is given to man. This was long before there was no nation of Israel at the creation. It was just man. So further proof of what I just said is the truth. So the first thing I want you to get out of your spirit, you church-going folk, you born-again believers, the Sabbath is day commandment is not a Jewish law. That's the first thing I want you to understand. So let's go on. It's for all mankind, and it is referenced from the beginning of the creation. So God wrote this commandment in stone with his finger with 9 other ones. And the general consensus, aside from the Seventh-day Adventists and then an offshoot of a Church of God that was part of the Worldwide Church of God of Armstrong days, by and large, most churches teach that the Sabbath ended at the cross, that it ended with at the same time that the sacrifice of blood, bulls and goats ended, and these, you know, the dietary laws and all these other things ended. They lump the Sabbath with the ceremonial law. They lump one of the Ten Commandments with the rest of the ceremonial law. And again, ceremonial law of Moses. So the food, dietary laws, the fact that you need a priest. I mean, there are no priests in the church, you Catholics. That ended. You want to know what ended at the cross? The priest. That's what ended at the cross. So there are no priests in the New Testament church. That's over. Jesus is the high priest. We don't need a manly high priest now. Jesus is that high priest. That ended at the cross. We don't sacrifice bulls and goats. That ended at the cross. Those are the things that ended at the cross, and the priestly robes and all the stuff that the ceremonial law. The Sabbath day was not part of the ceremonial law. The ceremonial law, we just read Exodus 20. This is God giving the Ten Commandments to Moses long before there was a ceremonial law. This was before that priesthood existed. So the simple truth of the matter is that God's got a people, and he's called them out of bondage here. And they've been in bondage to Israel for a number of years, or to Egypt for centuries at this point, and so God's reestablishing his laws for his people. They happen to be Israelites, because that was God's people in this day, but it's not an Israeli or Jewish law per se. So I wanted to make sure we understand that simple and profound truth. So the Sabbath day did not end at the cross. Now, I know there's a lot of yeah buts right now, and I'm going to deal with those. We don't shy away from those. I'm going to explain them, but everything that we look at from this point on is going to be within the context of everything I've just said. Again, quickly repeating, everything we look at is going to be within the context of this law was written by God in stone with his finger. The blood of bulls and goats and what you can eat and not eat and clean and unclean and garments and all this other stuff, that's the ceremonial law of Moses. It is not in the Ten Commandments. This is before the ceremonial law. So in other words, the other Ten Commandments, don't kill, honor your father and mother, don't steal. These aren't Jewish laws. This is God's law for man. Do you think it was just a Jewish law when he said, thou shalt not kill? Do you think it was just a Jewish law when he says, honor your father and mother? Do you think it was just a Jewish law when he says, have no other gods before me? This is God's law. These Ten Commandments are God's commandments to all mankind. He gave them to Moses and Israel here because they were his people. And God's people must know God's expectations. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. So from that vantage point, we'll look at the other passages that seem to say otherwise, or that people hold on to say that the Sabbath ended at the cross. But I think it's important to say that there's Ten Commandments here, and as far as I know, no church says any of the others ended. No one is saying, well, yeah, thou shalt not kill, that's a Jewish law. That ended when Christ came. It says don't steal, that's a Jewish law. That ended at the cross. No one says these things. They only say it about the Sabbath day. And I'm saying you can't do that. Why can you? I mean, thou shalt not commit adultery. That ended at the cross. I mean, there's nothing at that point that stops me from saying that, just in a logical conclusion.
I mean, if you're going to sit and say to me, the Sabbath of the night, the Ten Commandments, the Sabbath ended at the cross. Well, then, okay, well, I say adultery ended at the cross, so I'll go commit adultery. And then you're going to say, oh, you can't do that. Oh, sure I can. It's just we have to deal with things to logical conclusions. So either all of the Ten Commandments still apply, or they were just Jewish laws and they ended at the cross. Well, normal thinking folks that don't want to argue and be contrary are all going to agree, you know what, these Ten Commandments are for men and women of the globe, of the world, not just Jews. Specifically, who's going to keep them today? God's people are going to keep them today. The Christians, just like God's people, Israel, was expected to keep them here in Exodus 20 when God gave them to Moses. So let's go on. So no, sir, and no, ma'am, the Sabbath day did not end the cross any more than adultery, stealing, killing, coveting, thou shalt never know other gods before me, honor your father and mother. Those didn't end at the cross either. All right. So now that we've established, see, that's the simplicity of the gospel. You don't need to go off in the seminary and learn Greek and Hebrew. I just gave you a simple truth. A first grader can understand what I just said. And I don't need to know Greek and Hebrew to tell you that. So let's go on. Let's continue to move forward. So let's go to Matthew 24. You say, well, I still think it ended at the cross. Well, let's go to Matthew 24 because this is a prophecy from Christ. And I'm going to show you that not only did it not end at the cross, but Jesus prophesies here about something that hasn't happened yet. And he mentions a Sabbath day, which would be curious if the Sabbath ended when he died on the cross. So Matthew 24. And we're not going to read the whole chapter, but I do want to read starting in verse 3 to put this in context, and then we're going to fast forward. So I'm in Matthew 24 and verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him, him being Jesus privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and when shall the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? So the disciples are saying to Jesus, we want to know about the end of the world. Tell us about your second coming. Tell us about the end of the world. So Jesus begins to talk about that time. He's going to answer their question. And so he starts off saying, don't be deceived. Many will come in my name, and they're going to deliver you to be afflicted. He's talking about the end. He's prophesying here. But if you continue on, verse 13, he that endures to the end, the same shall be shamed. There's going to be false prophets come and false witnesses, and iniquity is going to continue to read. He's continuing to talk. Now if you continue forward here, I'm in Matthew 24, and let's go ahead and pick it up in verse 16's fine. So then let them, in Matthew 24, 16, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. This hasn't happened yet. In fact, verse 15, let's even back up. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Everyone in the church can agree that did not happen yet. That's fine. Then when that happens, the abomination of desolation, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let them which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, and neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be, and except those days shall be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. He's prophesying about some events that are going to take place up to the Great Tribulation and then from the Great Tribulation on. And when he gets to the point about the Great Tribulation, which has not happened yet, it had not happened when he spoke it here, and here we are in March of 2015, and it still hasn't happened. He's prophesying about, and he says, and pray that your flight's not on the Sabbath day. If the Sabbath day ended at the cross, what in the world is the point of saying this? He would be an imbecile. Like, he didn't know it ended. I mean, the only other explanation would be, he just didn't know it ended. In his day, there was the Sabbath, the Jews were supposed to keep it, and Jesus simply didn't know the Sabbath ended once he died. Now, do you really believe that? I don't. So the fact of the matter is he's prophesying about a time after his death, and he mentions the Sabbath day. He wouldn't do that if it ended at the cross. The Sabbath day is a commandment of 10, one of 10, written by the finger of God into stone for all of mankind. He gave it to Moses and Israel because they were his people, and God's people need to know God's expectations, commandments. Is that not true? Yes, it's true. It is also for God's people today, and it's actually for all mankind. All mankind should not commit adultery. Everyone's going to agree that's wrong. Ask a common citizen on the street. I mean, you get put to death for that in an Arab nation. All men know that's wrong. Men do it, don't get me wrong, but that's not the point. The point is they know it's wrong. All men know you shouldn't steal. Like I said, let's take Islam. You lose a hand for stealing in Islam. Why? Because men know you don't steal. It's a law of God. It's for all man. In fact, a lot of the Ten Commandments, not all of them, they're part of government laws. It's against the law to steal. It's against the law to kill. Now, not all of them. It's not against the law to commit adultery, but people still know it's wrong. And it's always been wrong. It just came to me. I think back when Abraham was Abraham with Sarai, and they were in Egypt, and he was afraid to tell the king that Sarah was his wife. He said, "I'll tell him you're my sister." So the king took Sarah into his home, not knowing he was Abraham's wife. Thought he was his sister, which she kind of was. That's a different story for another time. And so God revealed to the Pharaoh that this is the guy's wife. And he said, "I didn't know it was your wife." And he gave her back. Why? Because he knew you don't take another man's wife. This is a pagan guy in Egypt in the days of Abraham, long before there was a nation of Israel. Men have always known that's wrong. Men do it. Women do it. But that's not the point. The point is they know it's wrong. The Ten Commandments are the laws of God for mankind and have always been applicable. Before Israel was a nation, after Israel's a nation, during the church age, before the church age, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the Ten Commandments is to keep the Sabbath day, and it even cites that God rested on the Sabbath day. That was before, I mean, all you had then was Adam and Eve. See, these laws transcend time. They are, I'm continuing to, why am I showing this to you? Why am I saying these things? 2 points. The Sabbath day in the Ten Commandments is not a Jewish law. We've clearly established that beyond a shadow of a doubt. And it clearly didn't end at the cross for 2 reasons. It wasn't just a Jewish law, a ceremonial law. Those did end at the cross. The Bible is very specific about that. And also, Jesus prophesies about the Great Tribulation and talks about the Sabbath day. Great Tribulation hasn't even had it happen yet. I mean, as of me talking right now, let alone in Jesus' day. So you can see that there's nothing, you're never going to find one passage that says the Sabbath ended at the cross. There are passages in the New Testament that say we no longer need the blood of bulls and goats. That's in Hebrews. There are passages that now say we have a high priest now, Jesus Christ. There's passages that say God gave some apostles, pastors, preachers, teachers, evangelists, no priests. Those are clearly established. So the stuff that God gave to Israel in the Old Testament is still applicable to the Christians today, except for the stuff that the New Testament tells you doesn't matter anymore. I can eat whatever I want. Nothing defiles me. How do I know? Jesus said, and so did Paul. It clearly tells you that doesn't matter today. There is nothing that says the Sabbath day has ended. There's nothing that says adultery is ended, killing, honoring your father and mother, or any of the other Ten Commandments. You just can't take one of the Ten Commandments and say, well, that ended, the rest didn't. Amen. So let's continue on. Now, there are teachers, I've heard Chuck Swindoll say this, they say Jesus broke the Sabbath. No, he didn't. If he would have broke the Sabbath, he would have sinned. Jesus was sinless, therefore he did not break the Sabbath. Let's look at this. Let's look at a few passages. You say, well, it looks like he did. No, you're not reading it right. Let's go. So go to Mark 2. Go to Mark 2. Why does Chuck Swindoll say Jesus broke the Sabbath? Well, I'll show you what he's reading. We're going to read it together too, but I'll show you that's not what this says. First and foremost, because Jesus never sinned, and Sabbath breaking is sin. But anyway, Mark 2. Jesus, I think there's a segment of the church that thinks Jesus was this lawless rebel breaker of laws. He didn't break any laws. He never sinned. What law did he break? None. That's what law. I think the church has got it in their head that he broke the old ways. No, he didn't. He didn't break anything. All right, so Mark 2 and verse 23. This shows supposedly Jesus broke the Sabbath. Does not. Mark 2:23. And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day. Okay? And his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees, please underline that, said unto him, Behold, why do they, referring to him and his disciples, why do they on the Sabbath that which is not lawful? So they're accusing of breaking the Sabbath. They are accusing him. Yes, they are. And he said unto them, Have ye not read what David did when he had need and was in hunger, he and they that were with him? How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful to eat, but for the priests, and he gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. First of all, he didn't break the Sabbath here. He didn't say he broke the Sabbath. When he says, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath, he's saying, I know how to keep the Sabbath. I made it. Don't you think the one who made the Sabbath probably knows how to keep it or not? The quote on David here, he's showing them they're hypocrites. These Pharisees hold on to David, they hold on to Moses, but they reject Christ. And he's saying, well, David ate the showbread, that wasn't lawful. Why did he make that reference to David? What's it got to do with him plucking corn and breaking or not the Sabbath? It's real simple. David was in hungered, the showbread was available, they weren't intentionally trying to violate any of God's laws. Jesus Christ and his apostles were walking through a cornfield, they were hungered, there was food, they took it. Go back, and we're not going to do this, but every time you're wondering, go back and read Exodus 20. It says nothing there about what you can't eat on the Sabbath, that you can't do good on the Sabbath, that you can't walk on the Sabbath. All it says is whatever your job is, whatever your paid income is, you don't do on the Sabbath. That's all it says. If you're a farmer, like many of them were, your cattle are not going to work for you on the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a day of rest from your labor. If you're a doctor, you're not going to be, a doctor on the Sabbath. If you are a retailer, you're not going to retail on the Sabbath. If you're a shoemaker, you're not going to make shoes on the Sabbath. If you're a fisherman, you're not going to fish on the Sabbath to the best of your ability. We live in a time where the world doesn't follow that, and the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So if our work asks us to work, then I'll help my job out, and I'll work. If it's in my control, I have Sabbath off. If my company comes to me and says, you get one day off a week, you pick, then I'm going to pick the Sabbath. That's in my control. If they call you on Saturday and say, hey, so-and-so's sick, we're in a bind, can you help us out? Go help them out. God knows your heart. If you want to keep the Sabbath, God understands. But that's your job. That's work. That is not. They weren't professional corn pickers. They were hungry. They grabbed some corn. The Pharisees accused them of breaking the Sabbath. But so what? The Pharisees did everything wrong. Jesus said, "Don't." They're hypocrites. And Jesus said, "These people aren't going to make it to heaven." He called the Pharisees by and large vipers. The Pharisees, at this point in time, the religious leaders, God's laws had been warped and warped and warped to the point where they weren't keeping the Sabbath correctly. You could only walk so far, so many steps on the Sabbath in this day. Otherwise, you broke the Sabbath. That's not what God said. Go back and read Exodus 20, verse 8. There's nothing about how many steps you can or cannot take on the Sabbath. The Sabbath has nothing to do with it's just one simple thing. Whatever your job is, rest from it on the Sabbath. That's it. Jesus was eating here. They didn't break the Sabbath. They weren't working. Continue. Luke 13.
Luke chapter 13, and let's go ahead and go to verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues, Jesus, on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. 18 years, she couldn't even lift herself up. Think, you put yourself in her shoes for a moment. For 18 years, you are bowed down, bowed together, and you can't even lift yourself up. That's quite a life, isn't it? When Jesus saw her, he called her unto him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." He healed her. That wasn't his job. He wasn't paid to heal people. And he laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue, the Pharisees, answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Go back and read Exodus 20. It doesn't say that you can't heal on the Sabbath. It says don't do your labor, the job you do for money. Jesus healed on the Sabbath. It made them mad, and it said in the Bible, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, and then therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Do you see the reasoning? There are 6 days. This is what the synagogue leader, the Jew, said. There are 6 days in which men ought to work. Okay. In them come and be healed. What's that got to do with work? Nothing. You can't be healed on the Sabbath. That's what they taught. That's not what God taught. There's a big difference. They were teaching the commandments of men. They were teaching doctrine of men here. That's all this is. Jesus said, "Your hearts are far from me because you teach the commandments of men." This is an example of that. God never said you couldn't be healed on the Sabbath. Verse 15. Then Jesus answered and said, "You hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to the watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound low these 18 years, be loosed from the bond on the Sabbath day?" Jesus was saying, you all are hypocrites. You say you can't heal a human being, in this case a daughter of Abraham, an Israelite, on the Sabbath. But on the Sabbath, you're going to take your ox out of the stall and go let it get some water. You hypocrites. And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. Why? Because they knew he was right. And all the people rejoiced for the glorious things that were done by him. Jesus never broke the Sabbath. He broke the Sabbath as according to how the Jews said he should keep the Sabbath. But he was the Lord of the Sabbath, and he knew how to keep the Sabbath. And he was showing them, you very much can heal on the Sabbath. It is lawful to do good, he says in another place, on the Sabbath. Is it good to heal a daughter of Abraham who was bound for 18 years? Absolutely. Is it good to give your ox water? Yes. Is it good to feed your family on the Sabbath? Yes. These aren't breaking the Sabbath. Your neighbor's house is on fire on the Sabbath. What are you going to sit there and watch it burn and go, "Sorry, Ted, it's Sabbath. If it was another day, I'd probably help you get your furniture out, but too bad it's Sabbath. I've got to sit here and watch." You think God would applaud you for that? That's not breaking the Sabbath. That's doing right. All the Sabbath is about is whatever your paid job is, the best if you can, don't do it on the Sabbath. And if you pray and ask God to help you get Sabbath off, God's going to answer that prayer. Sooner or later, God's going to answer that prayer. Every brother I know that has prayed that, and I know some brothers that were in retail, were able to get Sabbath off, and that's a tough thing to do in retail, by the way. Let's go on. So, that's it. I mean, so far, we've seen the Sabbath is not a Jewish law. It's a Ten Commandments for all men. It's for God's people. It didn't end at the cross. Jesus prophesied about it in the tribulation. It hadn't even happened yet. Jesus was accused of breaking the Sabbath. Never did, because he wasn't keeping it how the Pharisees, but what do they know? They were a bunch of wicked men anyway. God knew how to keep the Sabbath. He created it. Let's continue on. Couple with some other. So I've also known, so let's go to Romans. I've known some Christians who say, Paul said that you shouldn't judge me. If I don't want to keep the Sabbath, I don't have to. Well, let's look at that. Romans 14. So please turn with me to Romans 14. Verse everyone listening in here? All right. Romans 14. This is supposed to show that if I don't want to keep the Sabbath, I don't have to, and you can't judge me. Let's see if that's what this says. Verse 1, him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful dispensations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, and another who is weak eats only herbs. Is that in the Ten Commandments, or is that a ceremonial law? Right off the bat, that's ceremonial law. Let's continue. So the context has been set right here for this chapter. Continue. Let him that eats despise him that eateth not. Let him not that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man's esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regards the day regards it to the Lord. He that regards not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. He that eats not, to the Lord he eateth not, and give God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and then no man dies to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we're the Lord's. Verse 9, for this to this end Christ both died and rose and revived that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. Why do thou judge thy brother? What? People use this to say you shouldn't judge your brother on anything. That's not what this is saying. In context, there's two things he's talking about here, both ceremonial law. Eating and not eating and certain days. The ceremonial law had days. There was Feast of Weeks, Feast of Trumpets, Feast of Tabernacles, New Moons, you name it. They all had their own Sabbath days or rest days associated. Those ended at the cross. We don't have to keep the Passover. You can keep it if you want to keep it. If you keep it, I'm not supposed to judge you for keeping it. If I don't keep it and you do, you're not supposed to judge me for not keeping it. Same with food, ceremonial law. I want to eat pork, you don't. If you don't want to eat pork, I shouldn't judge you for not eating pork. If I eat pork and you don't judge me for eating pork. These things are neither here nor there. So he's saying in that light, don't judge each other on these things. That's not applicable to everything in the world. You think adultery applies there? One brother wants to commit adultery, another brother doesn't. To him that wants to commit adultery, don't judge. That's not what this says. In fact, Paul said in another place, don't commit adultery. So did God. That's not, we have to judge those things. This is about the ceremonial law. This days being mentioned here, there are ceremonial days. If you want to keep the Passover, go ahead. Maybe I don't want to. I don't have to. You don't want to eat pork, I do. Fine. That's all this is saying. This has nothing to do with the Sabbath day or any other of the Ten Commandments. Case closed. Continue on. Colossians. Same thing. Same thing here in Colossians. Colossians 2. You see how simple this is? We thank God for giving us this truth. The simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 2. This is supposed to show again that you don't have to keep the Sabbath if you don't want to. So let's read. So chapter 2, verse 12. I'm in Colossians 2, 12. Buried with him in baptism, wherein you're also risen, with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in food or in drink. There it is again. Same thing in Romans 14. Or in respect of an holy day, Romans 14. Or of the new moon, Romans 14. Or of the Sabbath days, Romans 14. It's all ceremonial law. You say, it says Sabbath. Sabbath days. Go back and read the law of Moses, the ceremonial law. There were feast days, new moons, holy days, and there were more than one Sabbath. There were different Sabbath days. It's not the Sabbath day of the Ten Commandments. There were multiple Sabbath days. Could have been, so a Feast of Trumpets Sabbath day might have been on a Tuesday one year. That's not the Sabbath day.
the seventh day of the week. That's not the same thing. You say, well, I think it is. It says the word Sabbath. Well, one, I just told you, there's many Sabbath days in the ceremonial law. And two, why would God talk about food, drink, holy day, and new moon, all clearly ceremonial days, and throw one of the Ten Commandments in there? It doesn't make sense. Again, this is the ceremonial law. The ceremonial law had new moon celebrations, holy days, Feast of Trumpets, Feast of Weeks, Feast of Tabernacles, food ordinances, don't eat this, don't eat this, this is clean, this isn't. Sabbath days, different days of rest. All of this is over at the cross with the ceremonial law, with the Levitical priesthood. This has nothing to do with any of the Ten Commandments. Amen. Continue on. I've heard people say, Jesus is my Sabbath. God's not a day. Show me in the Bible where God's a day. He's not a day. That's all. That simple. Someone says, Jesus is my Sabbath. God's not a day. There's nothing that ever says that. I had one guy tell me one time, well, I do believe we should keep the Sabbath, but my Sabbath's on Tuesday. Well, good for you. That's not what God said, though. I mean, where do you get off? You're going to sit and tell God, I know you rested on the seventh day and said to keep it holy, but it didn't really work for me. I'm going to rest on the third day. I've chosen the third day, Lord. I know what you said about the seventh day, but I'm going to go ahead and go with third on this one. What do you think God thinks of that? I mean, what? Do that with any commandment. You know, Lord, I know you said don't commit adultery. It didn't really work for me. I think I can. Thanks. Thanks anyway. You know, Lord, I know you said don't kill. It doesn't work for me. I think I can kill. Why can you do that with the Sabbath but not adultery? I don't get it. You know, God, I know you said don't steal. I disagree. Thanks. So the Ten Commandments are for men. They're not Jewish laws. They were for men before there was ever a nation of Israel. And they are for men forever. In fact, Jesus said, one jot and tittle will not fail from the law. The law is still in effect, the law of God, the Ten Commandments. Not nine commandments, it's Ten Commandments. Jesus prophesied about the Sabbath day in reference to the tribulation, which hasn't even started yet. And that's the simple truth. Satan hates the Sabbath day. I asked earlier, rhetorically, why the Sabbath? Because Satan hates the Sabbath. You know, the Antichrist is going to come and seek to change times and days and laws. And that's just the simple truth. It's not a mistake that we still have a seven-day calendar. You know how long God said he rested on the seventh day? That was at the creation. And all these years later, we still have 7 days. Now, the Antichrist is going to try and change times and days when he's raging on the earth, and that's fine. But all this time later, we still have a 7 day. That's not coincidence. And I want you to keep that in mind. So that's tonight's message. There's really not a lot else to say about it. It's a simple message. It didn't end at the cross. The Sabbath day is not a Jewish law any more than any of the other nine commandments are. Jesus prophesied about the Sabbath day in the Great Tribulation. Hasn't even happened yet. And clearly these passages that show Jesus broke the Sabbath, all it shows is he broke the Sabbath as in accordance to how the Pharisees thought he should keep it. He never broke the Sabbath. They weren't keeping it right. We also saw that when Paul talks about not judging other saints of God on certain days, it has nothing to do with the Sabbath day any more than he would say don't judge each other on stealing, killing, or adultery. Those have to do with ceremonial, and it's no mistake or accident that when he talks about these days we shouldn't judge each other on both times, Romans and in Colossians, he also mentions in the same breath food, all ended at the cross. Ceremonial days of rest, the holy days, the new moons, the feast laws, all ended at the cross. The Levitical priesthood ended at the cross. What didn't end at the cross are the Ten Commandments written in stone by God's finger. That's what didn't end. One of which is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So, real simple. The Sabbath day starts Friday at dark and goes till Saturday at dark. And that's it. Whatever your job is, to the best of your ability, don't do it. If work calls you in, as an act of righteousness, go help them out. If you've got the choice, you won't work on that day. If work is not giving you a choice, start praying to God. Lord, help me get this day off. I want to keep the Sabbath. And then just other, you know, things we didn't cover. Paul preached on the first day of the week. First day of the week's the Christian Sabbath. Never says that. Says Paul preached once on the first day of the week. So what? Sabbath isn't about service. You have service any day you want. Another place says, Paul says, lay aside money on the first day of the week. All right, go ahead. Maybe that's when they got paid and had the most money and it made sense to lay some aside then. I don't know. He was talking to a specific group of people and told them to lay some money aside on the first day of the week. That doesn't mean anything. It has nothing to do with the Sabbath day, seventh day. Well, I like to have church on Sunday. Fine, have church on Sunday. The Sabbath isn't about worship. It's about rest. If you want to rest on the Sabbath and have church service on Sunday, go for it. I mean, we're having church right now. It's Friday night. This is church. Two or more gather in my name. That's church. Some people get too far and they say, the Satan created this Sunday thing, the day of the sun. I don't buy that either. The church worships on Sunday by and large. No problem. Continue to do it. It's fine. You can worship any day you want. God didn't tell you what day to worship on. In fact, you should worship every day to one degree or another. What God said is, whatever your job is, don't do it on the seventh day. And that's it. That's all. The Sabbath is purely about rest from your paid labor. And that's it. So I don't care about Paul preached on the first day of the week to the Christians there. Or he told to set money aside on the first day of the week. It's not relevant. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. People I fellowship with, we by and large worship on Saturday because we're off anyway, but we've worshiped plenty times on Sunday. We've worshiped plenty times Friday night. We've worshiped plenty times other days of the week. But there's only one Sabbath day. That's the seventh day of the week. And that's it. That's the simple truth. It's a simple gospel. You Kenya brothers, you're all having church on Sunday? No problem. Continue to do so if that's what you all want to do. My encouragement is, We need to keep the Sabbath day, seventh day of the week, on our calendar. That's Saturday, Friday at dark, Saturday at dark. But you just want, as a day goes, it's Saturday. Saturday's the seventh day on the calendar. That's the day we need to start keeping holy. If you have any questions on that, please, you can email. You can go to our website, www.gatheringofthesaints.com. Please email me there if you have questions. What about this passage? I covered, by and large, the bulk of this. Everything else can be explained within the context of everything I've said already easily. But you can email us there, www.gatheringofthesaints.com. This is Brother Jim. This has been Gathering of the Saints Fellowship. My prayer is we'll keep the Sabbath. To you, brothers, and this is to me too, that know to keep the Sabbath day holy. Let's make sure we're doing that. Let's delight in the Sabbath of the Lord. And that's, you know, important for all of us to continue to do that. We don't want to let that slip at all because it is important. It is one of the Ten Commandments. Brother Brad still has Wednesday night prayer and ministration at 8 o'clock American Central Standard Time on our Gathering of the Saints blog talk. This is Brother Jim moving now to Friday nights at, for now, 8:30 will be 8 later p.m. American Central Standard Time. And this is a Bible study and preaching on Friday nights. This is a part of the Gathering of the Saints Fellowship. Again, go to our website, www.gatheringofthesaints.com. The new newsletter is out. I pray it blesses you. And we'll continue on. So be blessed until next time. And Maranatha. Bye-bye.
declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial,